The ACLU is asking for all phone records, radio conversations, and memos issued by Cranston Captain Stephen Antonucci between November 13th and November 16th. In a report published in the Providence Journal, Antonucci identified himself as the person responsible for a sharp increase in the number of parking tickets issued those days. All but 9 of the 137 tickets passed out within that 48-hour time period targeted cars parked in two wards represented by city councilors who had just voted against a police contract. Both councilors have accused Cranston police of targeting their wards in retaliation for their votes. The ACLU Steve Brown says they have received tips suggesting that Antonucci used his personal cell phone to issue at least some of the directives.
What we're hoping to find out is whether personal resources were used by police officers in conducting this ticketing blitz, which would raise real questions as to whether this was a retaliatory move, or whether it was done on the up and up. It was done using regular police resources so that at least there's a record of what happened, when it happened, and who did it.
The captain has denied any retaliatory motive. He says it was just part of a campaign aimed at cracking down on illegal overnight on-street parking. But he hasn't explained why two of the six wards in Cranston were far more heavily ticketed than the others. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.